Right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Tuesday, August 24th, 2021. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Bush, if you feel like standing.
Commissioners Court, it's been my pleasure today to have two guests here. We have John Johnson and Reverend Robert Green of Emergency Service District Number 1 in Double Oaks. And Reverend Ringsville, pastor of the First Baptist Church in Double Oaks, is going to give us our invocation. Thank you.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace today. And thank you for the state we live in and the county we call home. And I ask for your blessing today upon these commissioners and the judge and the staff that support them. And Lord, due to the impact of COVID has upended so many lives. No family has been left untouched in some form or fashion. Many families have been impacted heavily, and this court feels the weight and it feels that hurt. Not only do they have their own families to look after, this court provides leadership for our county. So with that, I ask for a special measure of your blessing, Lord. Grant peace where there is anxiety. Give wisdom for there to be clarity. Give physical strength to work and serve the people. And provide rest when they go to their homes that they may be refreshed. God, may your favor be upon us and upon them that they bring about what is just and good, that it may go well with this county and its citizens. Lord, we need your grace more and more each day. Grant a special measure of that upon this court today, upon these people here, that our county may flourish. It's in the powerful and saving name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in our pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file change order number 1 for Phase 6 first-time sanitary sewer improvement project for Jefferson County under the Community Development Block Grant with Jet Aeration of Texas LLC to change installation for residents at Shellhammer Road from a grinder pump station to an on-site sewer facility, omission of on-site sewer facility at residents at Gilbert Road, in addition to 4 grinder pump stations at Brooks Road and Boyd Road. For an increase of $6,275, bringing the total contract from $117,909.05 to $124,184.25. The revised list of residents is attached as Exhibit A, and that's a CDBG contract that's funded by the Texas Department of Agriculture pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-3326. Item B is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for request for proposals for FEMA grant management and insurance advisory services for Jefferson County with Title Basin Government Consulting LLC pursuant to Chapter 262, Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-3326. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 2 with LexisNexis in Jefferson County for an extension of LexisNexis online access subscription for the 136th District Court, extending the term of the current agreement for 1 year from September 1st, 2021 through August 31st, 2022 at a cost of $80 per month. Item D is consider possibly ratify, approve, receive, and file Texas Realtors commercial lease between East Texas Assets LLC and Jefferson County, Texas for the property located at 5550 East Texas Freeway, Beaumont, in the amount of $13,000 per month for use as an infusion center for COVID-19. By addendum, item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a job order contract with McGinnis Construction, Inc. for Jefferson County Sub-Courthouse HVAC damage repairs in the amount of $5,386.89 in accordance with the Region 5 contract. Item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a job order contract with McKinnis Construction for Jefferson County Subcourthouse extra repairs in the amount of $30,355.89 in accordance with Region 5 contract. Item G is consider and approve a contract renewal for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County with Olmsted Kirk Paper Company and Western BRW Paper Company Bosworth Papers for a second one-year renewal from September 7th, 2021 through September 6th, 2022. And item H is consider and approve contract renewal for a term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County with Gulf Coast, a CRH company, LD Construction, Martin Marietta Materials, Inc., and Vulcan Construction Materials, LLC for a second one-year term from September 7th, 2021 to September 6th, 2022. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
I got a couple of questions. On the first one, it's not a question, it's a comment. I want to thank the court because if you remember this contract and this grant was dealing with the community of Cheeks in the beginning. We broadened it to the total county, and as you can see, these addresses are in various precincts, so it's a plus for the citizens of our county. Number two, Commissioner Senegal, I think you sent out an email that I read, and it had several things on it. I'm concerned about this McGinnis contract now. If you want to start, you can, but I have some concerns.
Right, and thank you, Commissioner. I don't know if you were going to address that, but I did send that out, and I sent it to the court, and Ms. Swain, I think I sent it to you, Deb, and everyone. And, you know, being a former contractor myself, I just know when you walk in a room sometimes you notice things that should be done. Commissioner Alford said earlier, a want and a need, but some of the things that was missed, and I think it wasn't brought to the court's attention last week when we had the workshop. So I forwarded that email out to make the court aware, along with the staff, of the things that were missed. Why they were missed, I said in it, I was a little upset when I typed the email up, the memo up. But my deal is, it's got to be addressed. I don't know if it's going to be taxpayers' money or FEMA. That's above my pay scale. But those are things that's going to be, needs to be addressed. And I think I would ask for another workshop possible so the court can look at the numbers. Patrick, you can look at the numbers. Because there are certain things in there that we just can't, remodel your house and leave old stuff in it, you know?
Well, Commissioner, let me ask you this. Obviously, we probably need to go forward with the HVAC repairs. Do we need to table the $30,000 until we get a revised scope of work?
We can always do a change order to the job.
Well, see, that's,
we would like to move forward.
Okay.
That's the problem.
That
we could do the change order, but we did a change order the other day, and it was a makeshift change order from what I read and see, and I'm concerned about that. They need to come before us.
But Commissioner, to be fair with McGinnis, the contractor really, it was a breakdown somewhere else other than the contractor.
Look, the deal is we're dealing with taxpayers' dollars.
Yeah, I agree.
And it went up size, but I didn't say anything last week, but when I got the gravity, the whole picture of the problem, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Because we don't know if we're going to get reimbursed,
yeah.
Number one. Number two, whoever it is, they need to come before us and explain. That's just my take on it. I might be wrong, but I had to ask that commission because I'm concerned.
Thank you.
What's your pleasure?
Exactly what Commissioner said. We need to revisit this thing, get to the bottom of it. Really,
so you want to table the $30,000?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is something that needed to be done anyway, but there were some additional things that the $30,000 is not addressing that needs to be addressed by the court to make the decision, not other people. Let me say it that way.
Last week, Patrick, I think, didn't I say, let's go find the money, right?
Yeah, and that's what you're doing. So step one, we've done the FEMA damage.
Okay.
And we've approved the additional cost for the FEMA damage last week. And so we're submitting to FEMA to provide them with documentation that said cost increased since COVID and all over the world.
These additionals, what will we do for the additional?
Yeah, the additional is not, there's no insurance to cover this because this is damage from, you know, one of them's
HVAC. It's wind-driven rain.
Yeah. Well, that's the wind-driven rain was all going to be covered under the FEMA scope. These additional damages, I think that's where we found the money to cover the $5,386 and the $30,355.
Okay. Now, Commissioner.
Capital project, how's that? But go back to, now, the why do we have these damages outside of the FEMA scope? One of them was HVAC, but then the additional repairs, why are we having to do those, I think is that underlying question that may or may not get answered.
Okay.
And to be clear, Patrick, the damage that I addressed in my memo was Harvey damage. Why it was missed is my question. I'm going to leave it at that. As I said, I don't want to point fingers at no one specific person, but it's not my job. Now, it's noticeable now that it was missed because even in the memo that you sent me, it stated that certain things like water and the light fixtures in Constable Bates' office and, you know, stuff like that, that was from Harvey, and it wasn't addressed. So why it wasn't addressed, I mean, I don't know, but now it's on the backs of the taxpayers if FEMA doesn't pay for it or just leave it like that, and I just think that's unacceptable. Thank you.
If additional things come up from the scope that we went over last week, I want them to come back before us. And I do not want this to change all the day. I want them to come back before us so that way I get a chance to ask some questions directly to them.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 6 for additional costs for equipment in the amount of $2,754. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for replacement of truck and equipment due to a wreck. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 for additional costs for employee insurance. Item D is consider and approve a budget amendment for the Dale for additional costs for overtime in the amount of $190,000. Item E is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for additional costs for extra help. Item F is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,439,451.84 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item G is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending July 31st, 2021. Item H is consider and approve and authorize county judge to execute, receive, and file a Savins grant contract number 2219053 with the Office of the Attorney General for September 1st, 2021 through August 31st, 2022. Item I is regular county bills check numbers 485635 through 485869. And via addendum, item J is consider and approve downgrade of carpenter position 331131, grade 55, budgeted at 56039, to equipment operator position, budgeted at 46431 for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 for an annual net savings of about $12,283. Do you have a motion on those items under auditor?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Clerk, we have one item to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County and Hampshire Finette Independent School District for the election to be held on November 2nd, 2021. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is receive and file amended property tax agreement between Jefferson County and Coastal Caravans 1 LLP for Phase 1 and 2. Item B is receive and file amended property tax agreement between Jefferson County and Coastal Caravans 1 LLP for Phases 3, 4, and 5. Item C is to receive and file executed memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and the Garth House regarding the Making Mojave Children's Advocacy Program, Inc. Item D is consider possibly approve a resolution authorizing county judge to execute an order to approve online education for county commissioners. Item E is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a CDBG initial acquisition report for contract number 7218240 regarding easements for first-time sewer services. Item F is consider and possibly approve suspension of certain provisions of the Open Meetings Act that allow telephonic or video conference meetings with Commissioner's Court meetings per order of Governor Abbott to be effective September 1st, 2021. To assure that all meetings are conducted in full compliance with the Open Meetings Act, which will not affect a member of the court to participate by video conference call if a quorum is actually present at the meetings pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. Item G is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between the counties of Jefferson, Hardin, Orange, and Jasper for the operation of the Infusion Center to provide treatment to patients with COVID-19. Item H is to discuss proposed tax rate. We'll take that separately. Do I have a motion on items A through G?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
This is a question to Judge. On the infusion center, because and Mike White is here, I know I never received that information that you told him to send us.
He is down meeting with Motiva right now. This morning they had a late scheduled meeting, so I don't doubt if he's back yet. That was around 9:30 that I spoke to him.
A couple of questions. Question is, I found out just recently that we have another company in the area that's already doing the infusion, started I think last Wednesday. That was Riceland. And so I was kind of wondering, you know, how did we come about this one? But I don't have a problem with this one. I don't have a problem with Riceland. I think that the more the better for our community and citizens. With this system that we have in place with the other four counties, you have to go to a doctor to get, and that was my question to him, because my question concerns around testing, and free testing, especially for citizens I know in my precinct. And I remember last week my question was asked, I was asking you, but he came in. We do have some free testing in the area, but that's not necessarily saying they're going to a doctor to get it.
No. So the way this works is Baptist Hospital and the other hospitals were able to do about 30 infusions per day. This center, which is staffed by individuals provided by the Texas Division of Emergency Management, the state of Texas, and with the counties sharing the cost of the rental of the building, is going to increase that number by 500%, allowing 150 patients to be done per day at no cost to the patients. They are requiring a primary care physician's order in order for the individual to be given the infusion. However, the question was brought up during the planning phases, what about people that don't have family doctors?
Right.
So we made arrangements with Baptist, who is operating the call center, using our same numbers that the county had for both the initial testing as well as the initial vaccinations that were done by the 4 and 5 county area, which is at 409-550-2536. So Baptist, for people who call in, patients that do not have a primary care physician, they will get the doctor's orders for the administration of the infusion for them. So they are being taken care of so that they will have a physician's order, even if they don't have a family physician. We're going to make sure that they get the treatment, all of which will be without charge to anybody. Additionally, Ms. Getz put out a press release yesterday, which included the number of, it's right there, and we'll get her to give you an updated copy if you don't mind getting some copies made for the commissioners. that details the number of patients seen. So what happened is the personnel arrived Saturday. They did a trial run at the facility. Sunday they did 60 or 70 patients infusions, and those were mainly backlogs from the hospitals, which had about a 300 patient backlog. So we took care of those backlogs, and I'll say I see Constable Pollard. I want to express my appreciation to her and to the Beaumont Police Department and others who are providing security at the building. But in addition to that, we lay out what the eligibility requirements are, and like I said, all of it is done without charge. But there's some other information that we put in there that Commissioner Alfred asked about, which was where is testing available. And it's all available free of charge at several different places.
Okay.
CVS, we've got a whole list in there, and we'll get her to give that to you where that testing's available. And so obviously with respect to that testing or the infusion center, we need people to get tested as quickly as possible after the onset of symptoms, because once they've gone 10 days of experience symptoms, typically they're going to experience a loss of oxygenation that is going to make them ineligible for the process. So we want them to get tested early after onset of symptoms, call and make arrangements so that we can get them on the schedule. But they're doing really well down there. They're moving a lot of patients, but I agree with you. The more people that are doing it, the better. There are some the hospitals aren't able to keep up with the demand for the infusions. I knew about Beaumont Emergency Center, Baptist, St. E's, and a couple of others, knew nothing about Riceland, but I'm happy they are doing it, but they're probably not going to have the capacity to take care of all the individuals we need to be infused to relieve them of the most significant impacts of the disease process. We had a, for instance, late last night, about 9:30 last night, Mr. White and I were talking and trying to arrange for infusions to be given to nursing homes that had 9 positive patients that were physically unable to leave in the facility, and we're working on, I think we have something worked out on that right now, but we'll continue to work on it, and the more giving it, the better. That's absolutely correct. So we're thrilled to be able to open up the facility and hope that it's going to be a quick up and down with the spread of this disease like they experienced overseas. So
I agree with you, Judge. And with us in 1 week in this region having over 1,000 cases, Mr. Getz, I would like you to at least include Riceland on there, because they are doing it and providing and been doing it, started off from my understanding. Not only that, I would also I would like to make sure that we get all this information together so I can make sure that I get it to a community group of ministers that and Ms. Scott is a lady that kind of oversee this group and provide information to them. These ministers have been going out, their parishioners have been going out for weeks in advance to try to increase the number of people shots in the arms in certain zip codes that are very much in need of it. Please, I want to make sure we link the different ones together so we can get the best results for Jefferson County, because we have to do something to curb this thing in this county right now.
Agreed. Right.
So this is what is distributed, and it's going to be distributed every day, which tells everyone how many infusions were done at our regional infusion center each day, and then the cumulative amount that we've done since we've started. All of this is sent to all the members of the media, along with what you said, which was everyone that is offering to test for free.
Okay.
And so everyone in the media was given that yesterday and will be given that every single day with an updated version of these numbers. And if you would like, I can add the commissioners to that email distribution, and then that way you can send it to whoever you'd like.
I think it would be good to make sure each commissioner is a part of that, because each commissioner represents a precinct, mm-hmm. and they have connections in that precinct. I think it's just fair that we get a chance to make sure people know what's going on, okay?
Right. So what we're giving, though, just to know, we're giving the numbers of the regional infusion center, not any place else. So, you know, Riceland will be doing them, like you said. Baptist is doing them. Other places, I know I heard yesterday there was a physician in Mid-County that's doing them. And so there's going to be other people that are doing the infusions. Good. But the difference with ours is that there is not a cost. You get to go and get the infusion, and you do not have to pay. When I did my infusion at the hospital, you know, back at the beginning of this month, you know, there's a big cost. And so, you know, there's a difference in that we as a county are offering this to all of our citizens that test positive to be able to get this infusion, which completely turns it around and prevents you from having to be hospitalized.
So if there's no cost, they will be a part of this thing, basically, what you're saying.
The regional infusion center, you do not have a cost.
If the other locations doesn't have a cost, what does that mean?
Well, it
means if you have insurance, you're on Medicare or Medaid.
Right.
The insurance companies or Medicare or Medicaid will be billed.
Right.
Now,
but we
they
don't
may not charge the copay.
Right. But we don't know that. You know, the only thing that we know is what we're doing as a county.
Okay.
You know, what all those other organizations are doing, they're going to have to be able to distribute that information. But what's important is that y'all are offering this to our county at no cost to our citizens, which is wonderful.
Okay.
Excuse me, Ms. Getz, is there a link? I know you're going to send that out every day, but is there a link that instead of us resending it out to like mayors or whoever, can we send a link that they could go look on whenever they want to?
Well, I have to change this every day with the numbers, so that's why I'm having to send it. So it's nothing that's anywhere where you can.
This is local. She's basically saying it's.
You know, these are our local numbers that I'm getting every day and then putting.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it's on a website that we could just refer them to, is what I was asking.
No, those will be posted on the Facebook page of the Office of Emergency Management, though. Correct?
Right. But I'm sending this to the media every day so that we don't have any issues with everyone being updated and knowing every day where we stand.
No, that's good. I just didn't know if they were being posted somewhere.
But I can add y'all on that email list.
I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Any discussion on any other agenda items? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item H is to discuss the proposed tax rate for tax year 2021, which is fiscal year 2021-2022. And item I is to consider and approve proposing a tax rate of 0.363184 for tax year 2021, fiscal year 2021-2022. And no public hearing is required as the rate is equal to the no new revenue tax rate.
So second.
Been moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion? Anything you want to say, Mr. Swain?
No, I think as far as the agenda item, you know, we've covered the no new tax rate just in terms of what it is. It's basically that effective tax rate that we're used to in previous years. This is just another term that's come out of the change in the legislation, and this still will generate approximately $3.4 million for the general fund for maintenance operations. So that's still
And it's a little bit lower than last year's tax rate.
Correct. Just our last year's tax rate was...
No, it's a lower tax rate.
Right.
It's a higher revenue because of appraised value.
Well, that's what I said. It's a lower tax rate.
Right. Yeah, the rate, the current rate is 3.6497. Right.
Yeah.
This is 3.6384. So you do have a lower rate.
Okay.
And the adoption will be on September 7th along with the budget.
All right. Now, Judge, I want to compliment Patrick and his team because that, and we only have, I think, a couple of issues to kind of clean up, but working together with the court, we kind of kept things in check, and that's the best thing. With in light of the appraised values going up, the county is doing what I feel is fiscally responsible for our taxpayers.
Right. Good job.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Tax Assessor Collector, we have one item to receive and file continuing education transcript for Allison Nathan Getz. Tax Assessor Collector for successfully completing the continuing education requirements of Section 6.231D of the Texas Property Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, we have one item A to execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit number 04-OW-21 and road use agreement to WHC LLC to haul equipment and material for the Exxon Mobil Pipeline project located in Jefferson County in Precincts 1 and 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. We're now at the time of public comment. If you're present in the courtroom and you'd like to make public comment, you may approach the lectern and introduce yourself. If you are appearing in court electronically, you will need to press *6 in order to unmute your line. We are open for public comment. Constable Bates.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. I'm here today to talk briefly about just some reports and things that I have received back from the community, the Port Arthur community and across the county about some discussions that were held in June of this year about the potential closing or combining of Precinct 8 Constable's office. I've talked to a lot of people, a lot of taxpayers, a lot of people that voted,
Constable Bates, you're obviously free to speak, but that issue was decided back in June, and then Constable 8 is in the budget, and there's no other issues before the court on it.
Okay. I'll still finish what I have to say.
Okay.
All right. And just to let you know that a lot of individuals, I know you all have received emails and calls and whatever to understand that this is something that the community really wants, taxpayers want. And there's some individuals here today that will support those same claims. So it was just imperative to me, and I appreciate you letting me know that it's been resolved, but still to let you know that there are individuals that in this community that need that office in place. Port Arthur needs it. This county needs it. And we appreciate you looking into it and making that decision after those comments and stuff in June. So again, those were some concerns. And as elected official and those individuals coming to me, I just let it be known what the individuals and what the taxpayers and what constituents said to the court. Again, with your emails that you received, but just letting you know that that office is needed. All the constable's offices are needed. All law enforcement is needed in this community. We have a lot going on in days, and it's important that county law enforcement is together, working alongside other agencies and making sure that we are. Doing the best service and safety for our community and making them safe. So I appreciate your time on today.
Yeah, real quick, Judge and Court, Constable Bates, I want to thank you for putting this together. I know that's no agenda item, but I think the preliminary numbers for Port Arthur, and I hope for the county the numbers are up. I think Port Arthur's up 1% to 2%, up to like 56,000, which is positive. I don't know where that growth came from. Hopefully the LNGs and the different industrial expansions, even though they're kind of down right now. But thank you for putting this together. And as Jerry said, the court has decided, you know, and thank God we did, to not eliminate any law enforcement. Because as that growth goes, we will need more law enforcement. And the sheriff expressed earlier about some issues she's having with just people getting sick in law enforcement. So that may be some things that we all have to collaborate on, not us, you guys as law enforcement, to try and make sure this county is safe. So thank you for putting this together. And you want to show everybody that's here, I ask everyone to stand up that support.
Yes, stand up.
Yeah. Well, I want to say I see my pastor there, so I was trying to be on my best behavior here. Good seeing your pastor.
It was something said, Judge, and I'm wondering, have we received our numbers? I know they said Port Arthur was up. I haven't seen any census numbers. Have we received anything? I didn't think so.
I haven't. I was told that they were out, and I received a number that Jefferson County went up about 4,500 people to 256,000. Okay. So we did experience some growth in the county. I didn't have a breakdown yet of where particularly in the county that was. I have sent off an email requesting it.
Okay.
All right, anything further?
I will close with this. Thank you, BISD. Thank you, BISD. Our kids are very important to us.
All right. There's nothing further. Thank you for being here. And we are adjourned.
You can Google it.